Now, for the first time, the state of Wisconsin is recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day. Governor Evers signed an executive order last week honoring the state's Native Americans on the second Monday in October. The move does not replace state and federal observances of Columbus Day. Vermont, Maine, and New Mexico are also marking their first Indigenous Peoples Days this year. Madison and Milwaukee have commemorated the event in recent years. Evers' proclamation came after students at Indian Community School in Franklin, just south of Milwaukee, advocated for the holiday. WISN-TV says the students had been calling for Indigenous Peoples Day for 3 years. Aaron Bird Bear is the Assistant Dean for Student Diversity Programs in the UW-Madison School of Education. Aaron, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Well, what was your reaction to the state declaring today as Indigenous Peoples Day?
I think it's a wonderful acknowledgement of the 12,000 years of human life here in the Western Great Lakes. It actually goes back to 13,000 years if we look at the southern shore of Lake Michigan, kind of near Racine, is kind of the oldest known human life kicking it here in the Western Great Lakes. And so acknowledging that full history instead of just the colonial history, or I call the colonial veneer, which is when these new residents from other continents and the other hemisphere join us here in Turtle Island. And so I think Indigenous Peoples Day is just a wonderful acknowledgement of the full humanity of this place.
At Turtle Island, can you tell us what that means?
Yeah, Turtle Island is just a way that some of the First Nations of the kind of Northeast in their creation stories of this kind of the world and the universe around us describe where we're at. So Turtle Island is just a name for what we now call North America. The people there knew that they were surrounded by water in many ways and ascribed the name Turtle Island, which also references a little about how this place came to be.
We've got this declaration now in Wisconsin. Other communities and states are doing this as well. How are you hoping that from year to year, Indigenous Peoples Day is marked and celebrated?
Yeah, I really understand the reason why kind of this time had Columbus Day as a holiday enacted as an official kind of U.S. holiday in 1934. 1972 became the official date, the second holiday Monday of the year under President Nixon. And at the time, you know, Italians and Italian Americans were facing a tremendous amount of discrimination and oppression in various ways as the immigrant of the population of the day. And Columbus Day was a way to think about how we could celebrate this diverse group of people who've joined our society. But now when we look back and we see the history of Columbus being a little more challenging in his murder, slavery, sex trafficking, the fact that he never set foot on North America or even saw North America, and then we ascribe this day of kind of a day of discovery in some ways a little problematic. And so having Indigenous Peoples Day recognized today as just shows us the full humanity of the space in ways that I think is wonderful.
What kind of lessons do you, apart from what you were just talking about with Columbus and his legacy, what kind of things do you want to celebrate on a holiday like this?
I think it's just understanding the conscious cultural connection to place that Indigenous people have. Our cultures, our languages were formed over thousands of years of intimately knowing this place, this environment, the animal species, the plant species around us. And so I'm hopeful that people are interested in learning a deeper perspective of the space instead of just the colonial veneer that really thin the last 1.5% of our story, which would be 1848 forward, or even the 1600s still present is only the last 4% of the human story. That through this time, we would kind of understand the perspective of Indigenous peoples and their cultures and ways of being that have been shaped by intimately being connected to this land and place for so long.
Talking to Aaron Bird Bear, Assistant Dean for Student Diversity Programs in the UW-Madison School of Education, looking at today being declared Indigenous Peoples Day here in Wisconsin and in other communities around the country. There has been an argument, Aaron, from some people saying, yes, absolutely, let's have an Indigenous Peoples Day, but let's not have it on the same day as Columbus Day, including Milwaukee Alderman Bob Donovan, who told WISN-TV that it shouldn't be on the same day. He calls it political correctness run amok. There's a quote there. What do you think of that idea? Let's do it, but on a different day.
I think Columbus Day as a holiday just needs a reexamination. I think we kind of discussed today what it represents in the terms of the beginning of settler colonialism. And settler colonialism has a goal of kind of erasing and obscuring the full humanity of the space in some way. And so if we even think about the name Wisconsin, if we ask people, what does that name mean culturally? Like, define the word Wisconsin for us. I think this kind of really thin veneer, this colonial veneer, this understanding of the space is very limited, and that Columbus Day in some ways obscures the kind of full humanity of the space in some way. And once again, I mentioned earlier, if we look into the history of Columbus as a person, and that he enslaved 550 Native Americans and returned to them on his second voyage back to Europe, and then the kind of sex trafficking and violence and mass murder that happened in the Caribbean under his leadership, that is this really a person that we want to teach as a celebrated person for the youth of the United States today? And I think the youth are very woke today, and they recognize that, you know, glorifying leaders who engaged in sex trafficking, enslavement, and murder is maybe not the best leaders for us to objectify today.
Now, this is just one day. What kind of things would you like to see, say, in school settings, not just today, but maybe throughout the history curriculum and the geography curriculum and others for that matter? What would you like to see change to talk about some of these issues more?
Yeah, I think we've had federal declarations that November is National Native American Heritage Month. We have this movement where numerous states now have declared Indigenous Peoples Day, and I think it's like 129 cities or something have declared Indigenous Peoples Day in some way. But I hope that we would begin to, instead of just kind of looking at one place in time, that integrating in our, particularly our public education curriculum, you know, throughout the entire year, awareness of how humans have engaged this place for so long. And so it would be wonderful to have like a 13 moons curriculum where we would kind of see the cultural activity and ways of being of humans as they've engaged wherever place you're in over the calendar. And I think here in southern Wisconsin, the Ho-Chunk Nation, whose ancestral land, the University of Wisconsin, is located where I work, they were incredibly industrious and productive corn farmers. And we kind of understand their way of being if we look at how they named the seasons, the 13 moons. Like one of them is like corn popping moon and the times to plant the corn. And I think we would get a sense of our connection to the space if we thought about a 13 moons, a year-round integration of how humans have made such high quality of life on Turtle Island in the United States for such a long period of time.
Now, looking back, to the extent that I learned about Native American heritage in the United States, it was kind of a generic one-size-fits-all approach. And the more I learn and read about it, there's an incredible diversity in the history and present day among Native Americans. Can we start to tackle that more, do you think?
Yeah, I always just say all continents are diverse. You know, it's like we don't expect people from Northern Europe to be like people from Southern Europe, either culturally or linguistically. I think the people of Finland are very different than the people of Greece. And the same can be ascribed to our continent, to Turtle Island. Today, there are 573 American Indian and Alaska Native nations who are federally recognized by the U.S. government, meaning they have a treaty-based relationship with the United States government. And within that 573 First Nations, we still have 169 different Native American languages spoken today. So I think continents are extraordinarily diverse, and I think although the colonial veneer has kind of obscured the incredible diversity of this continent, we need to think about the diversity in the same ways we ascribe to Europe or other continents. I know Africa suffers the same kind of fate in some ways, that we don't really understand the full diversity of that incredible continent where humans have been living for such a long period of time. And I hope that, you know, people dig in a little deeper to this continent to understand the great cultural and linguistic diversity represented by Native Americans who've called this place home for thousands of years.
As we wrap up, what kind of conversations do you hope people start having after today's Indigenous Peoples Day?
Well, I hope we just want to know who our contemporary Native American First Nations neighbors and community members are today. It's wonderful to understand who we are as a people. We're grounded in the traditions of our ancestors. We have our ancestors standing behind us. And we hopefully understand that all the tribal sovereignty in these wonderful ways of being have sustained us, that extraordinary, resilient, and resourceful people who've endured and engaged a lot of change, but also have created a lot of change for the United States as well. And I hope we just want to celebrate our contemporary First Nations neighbors and get to know the Native American nations around us today.
Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay. Che Miigwech, Pinigigi, thank you so much, and have a wonderful Indigenous Peoples Day.
Aaron Bird Bear is the Assistant Dean for Student Diversity Programs in the UW-Madison School of Education. We talked with him about Governor Evers' executive order declaring today Indigenous Peoples Day in Wisconsin, the first time the state has recognized the Columbus Day alternative.